Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Today is Thursday, and you know what our motto is. Become aware, think, take action, step into your greatness, stay there, and take others with you. We have an exciting show this evening. Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, will come on with us. We will be talking about relations and relationships. And, you know, I'm going to give a shout-out out here for early Mother's Day. For all you mothers out there, you see, I am not a biological mother, but all of the children in the universe is my responsibility. And I want you to join in with me on that. You know, my mother is no longer here. She transcended in 2008. But take it from me, your mother is always by your side. So for those of you out there that are having some misunderstandings and difficulties and non-communication, get it together. Look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, if it was not for your mother, you would not be here. So I'm going to put out a dedication to my mom and to all of the moms out there. I'd like to say a special happy pre-Mother's Day to women in my life who carry the same spirit as my mother. You see, my mother was a awesome, phenomenal woman. She was brilliant. She was very soft-spoken but outspoken. And she never, ever allowed herself to get caught up into any negative energy. And special persons in my life that carry her spirit, I'd like to say a special pre-Happy Mother's Day to Matilda Buck, Dorsey Dujon, Lena Brown, Marlene Duh, Rochelle Sakula, Helen Bond, Shiraz, and there's many, 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 many more out there. We're going to dedicate this to you, and I'm dedicating this to my mother. Her name was Jettina, and she was a phenomenal woman.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who helped me.
Please appreciate your mothers. And I have appreciation to all of you out there, and you know, especially to the person who woke me up. Now I am waking you up, and together we are waking up the world. And appreciation for my LP, 112 Legacy Leader Group, and of course my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. And I received a great card today, a symphony of great and noble mothers. This says, Happy Mother, by Ernest Mitchell, and it stated, Mothers are the sun, brightest of all. Mothers are the earth, infinitely bountiful. Mothers are the symbols of happiness, ever optimistic, walking tall, with their heads held high. And yes, that's what a mother is all about. And for those of you out there, I have taken on the vow, even though I don't have biological children, all of the children in the universe are mine. And I would like for you to join in with me to take care, to give them love, direction, guidance, care, and empowerment, because it takes all of us. And keep in mind, those of you who are brand new mothers out there, like my best friend, Miss Sabrina Harton, just birthed in MJ, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to you, because you're a brand new mommy out there. So congratulations again to Sabrina and Kevin, and welcome into the world, MJ. And because I had such great structure from my mother, and she gave me all of her traits, and I've acquired many, many more. As I moved into my adulthood, I walk around and I just exuberate this.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Burn them up out there, everybody. You know, listen to your mother's words and don't forget to appreciate. You know, I was reading something today and it just sounded like my mother's words. And I'll share it with you. It says many things happen in life. There are joyous days and times of suffering. Sometimes unpleasant things occur. But that's what makes life so interesting. The dramas we encounter are part and partial of being human. If we experienced no change or drama in our lives, if nothing unexpected ever happened, we would be merely, be just like clones. Our lives just dull. Therefore, please develop a strong self so that you can enact the drama of your life with confidence and poise in the face of whatever you may encounter. And as we say here at Waking Up with Linda McShann, you know, delay does not mean defeat. We're going to keep this going, and Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to come on with us here. And I'm going to take care of these email requests that I've received. You know, we are people of our word. And this email request has come in from Birmingham, Alabama. And thank you so much for being with us. Our email address here, we're Waking Up with Linda McShann, is lmack, M-A-C-K, network, at gmail.com. Again, that email address is lmack, M-A-C-K, network, at gmail.com. Go in. Ask us what you want to ask us. Put your questions out there. Request your music. We're here to be here and serve you. Waking Up with Linda McShann. We mean wake up. Just don't get up out the bed in the morning. That means move the blood through your brain.
Tell me a secret. don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. And then share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart.
Come on,
make it all right. Yeah. Come on,
tonight.
I know a melody that we could sing together. I've got the secret key. Let's make music harmonizing ecstasy.
Come on
and sing it to me. Here in the garden,
the
temptation
is so
right.
Oh,
That's right. We have to all be good and take care of each other out there. We have our wonderful Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us tonight. Stephanie, happy pre-Mother's Day to you, one of the greatest mothers in the world. How are you?
I'm fine, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well,
as
thank
well,
you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was just... I'm sorry, continue.
I said, for all the young people that you take care of, although you have many biological children, you know, you can, you always been a mother to them.
That's right. Thank you. That's what I was telling the listening audience. I said, you know, I don't have any biological children, but all the children in the universe belong to me with love, care, dedication, guidance, and I needed each and every woman out there in the universe to join me with this task. And I also paid tribute to my mother. You know, she's no longer here with us, so we kind of talked about that and the appreciation that we should all have for our mothers. Sometimes we might not be on good terms. Sometimes it might be miscommunication, but I insisted that each and every person go to the mirror and look in it and say, without your mother, you wouldn't be here. So Sunday is going to be Mother's Day, and you know, since I am the mother of the universe, I will be dealing with a whole lot of children. So we probably will not do our Sunday show, and I know that you are moving through the community as you're speaking with us tonight. We'll probably do part one and two of the relations because I know you're not going to take it all the way out, so I'm going to be quiet and give it to you.
All right. So, listeners, tonight our section is going to be on relationship with fathers or significant male figures. So, relationship with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationships form our later response to men. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in wholesome ways. Unhealthy responses cause distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assaults. Many tolerate poor treatments, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. It is a system of low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love, and they stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospect of not having a man in their life intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go along. The eyes are the most telling. The distance, the cheerless gaze penetrates beyond its intimate path without. We often choose men like our father, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. What I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest in your life. Yes, I manifest a relationship with a man that has some of his characteristics. I learn when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose, to say no, to behave that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. When operating from fear, weakness, and insecurities, rather than from love and strength, we create relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationships, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bringing us down. We women are made to be loved and cherished. However, it starts with us. We have to transform our pain and struggles into medicine. meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want our mate to love and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. So, listeners, this is time to write. So grab your pencil and paper, and we get ready to do some work out of the workbook. So question number one, why do women choose men like their father? Or why do you, or why have you chosen a man like your father? Number two, what are some of the characteristics of a man you choose that are like your father? What do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father? And number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man you desire? I have a quote for you. When we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mate. So I have some boundaries. So boundaries for relationship with males. Number one, I have the right to take care of me. Number two, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. Number three, I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. Number four, I have the right to participate in decisions involving me. Number five, I have the right to walk away from a bad situation. Number six, I have the right to determine what is best for me. And last but not least, I have the right to expect the best for me. I have another quote. When we are in a loving and strong relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. All right, relationship with men. Question number one, what attracts men to you? What is that about you? What did they bring to the relationship? Number three, what did you expect from them? And number four, in what ways were your expectations communicated to them? Another quote for you. When both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs or what. I'm going to read that again. When both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both, clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants. All right, so Lyndon, we can take these questions and we can do part two next week.
Okay, and then next week we'll go into relationships with men, reflecting journals. And I did have a email come in regarding dealing with relationships and with fathers of significant male figures. And the question that she... It wasn't really a statement. A question was more so of a statement, and you kind of really tapped on that because she's a mother of three, and she realizes that her home and what's being things that are done in her home has a reflection on her children and their growth and their training and what they will see. And I know that it's a saying that, you know, we carry on, apples don't fall too far from the tree. And women, like you say, women, when you focus on something, and most young girls pattern behind their mothers, you know. So if they're in a situation where there's abuse and there's, you know, not a lot of respect, and they grow up into this and this is all that they know, they feel that this is the right thing to have. And you kind of like touched on it because you said that if you want to get the respect, you have to first of all start with the respect. So to this mother of three, sounds like she's not in the best relationship. She's not really, I'm trying to read between the words here, but she is aware that what's demonstrated in the behavior that both she and her mate display with these children will have an effect on their lives. So where do we go with this, Stephanie? You know, apples don't fall from a tree. You attract men like your mother did. I hear those things, but I don't adhere to those things because I guess because of my family structure was a little different. But what do you say on that? What do we look for? How do we, you know, make sure that behavior and that we demonstrate, you know, a more positive attitude for our children? Or how is that done?
You know, the most important thing is to focus on what we want instead of what we don't want.
Okay.
And, you know, okay, it's very important, you know, words have power. And what we project and put out there in the universe, that's what comes back to us. You know,
okay.
Like I was saying, that when I was young, I would say what I didn't want in a relationship.
Okay. Okay.
Meaning all the things that my father had did, you know, to us as children and to my mom, you know, those are things I focus on. So those are things that was manifested in my life until I realized that. You know, so we have to be that change that we want to see.
Got
taking responsibility, creating the type of relationship that we want, opposed to focusing on the negative, creating those positive relationships, being that example for our children and our families. You know, don't tell our children to do one thing and then they see us doing another thing.
Right.
So we have to be congruent in what we are saying.
That's
so
true.
So being that example is very important.
So focus on what we want instead of what we don't want. And then you made that statement because I always wanted a mate that could demonstrate what I had when I grew up as a child. And that meant, you know, family conversations and everybody sitting down at the dinner table and, you know, question and answering sessions. So I guess I was kind of like on the right trail because that's what I always wanted. Sometimes that's not what I got, but I was aware that I wouldn't deal with it. And most people ask me to this day, well, you know, you love children, you don't have any children. And I tell them, that's right. I said, because the men that were in my life, I did not want them to father my children. The strangest looks. But, I mean, they were okay for me. But, you know, when you're talking about bringing a child in and when you're talking about setting behaviors, patterns, and training and bringing in a life, you have to be careful. And I guess that was just things that stuck with me. And some of us are designed to bear children and to have them, and some of us are here to make sure that they're taken care of. So that's part of my mission. But I just wanted you to answer that because she seems like she's aware. But I'm trying to read between the lines. But when you start touching on it, when you start talking about, you know, focus on what you want instead of what we don't want. So back to the writer, the inquirer, I'll get back to her on it. She said that she listens on a weekly basis, and she would love to come into Los Angeles. She does not live in California. And as soon as workshops are planned, give her some information. And not changing the subject, but I know something is coming up pretty soon. June 13th, forgiveness workshop that you mentioned to me, and we have time to put it out there, but I'll get information from you and get it there. And, you know, not moving on from her, this quote that's here on page 73, and that's in the workbook, y'all. We forgive our when we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mates. It's because we're still flashing back and we see whatever men that we're with as our fathers. Is that what happens? That's why that forgiveness is so important, so that we're not carrying that extra luggage and blaming all men for daddy.
That is so true.
Okay, because one word, and I tell ladies and I tell myself, when same thing with mothers, when you find a man that does not like his mother, run. Okay? Because he doesn't like any women, no woman, to always run. If that relationship is not there, that love is not there, it's no way possible he can give you a great relationship and love if he does not like his mother. So that's my motto. If they don't like their mommies, run. And that's the best I can say. So am I right or wrong for that, Stephanie?
Yeah, you know, but there are some cases where some men or some women have been in an abusive relationship with their mother or father, whatever. Some of them, they try not to, they have more compassion and empathy and understanding on why certain things happen, so they don't inflict their pain on another individual.
Okay.
That in some cases, you know, because everybody that get abused by their parents does not react and take out the anger out on others.
Right.
Now, there are some that does.
Mm.
You know, so but the most important thing is that we as individuals, when we've been traumatized and been through certain type of abuse, you know, we have to heal ourselves before we put ourselves in relationship with others. Because if we don't, we take that same pain, that anger, resentment, guilt, shame, whatever, to the next relationship. And then you have that saying, trying to find love in all the wrong places.
Okay.
And then we get into unhealthy relationships where we become codependent, thinking the other person is supposed to save you or give you what your mom or your dad did not give you.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on the individual, how they dealt with their trauma. Because everybody has been abused does not go out and abuse someone else. Now, there are some that does, and there's a lot that doesn't. So
okay.
It all depends on the individual, how they go through their inner healing.
Got you. How they view it, how they go through it, how they play that replay button and take it back. And it and this one question here, that's a good question. And it's I think it was number one, what attracts men to you? You know, that's really something to think about. So that means you have to look at your attributes, right? And
right.
Be aware of, you know, what you're drawing out there. And number three, what did you expect from them? That's something to give great thought to, too. As, there we go again. Do you expect for them to bring your happiness, make it all right, and you know, heal up all your wounds? Or what do you expect in having that? And it's so great. This is so tied in to the Mother's Day week or whatever, because it takes two, and if there's two in a family, and what that woman is allowing is the way that that family is going to roll, really. Not taking mm-hmm. anything away from man, but if she allows herself to be misused and abused, and as you say, back in the statement, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect, these boundaries. So if she does not set up certain boundaries, then everything can, like, go north, south, east, and west. But I like these boundaries, so I have the right to walk away from a bad situation. Sometimes women don't know they're in a bad situation. What do you do in a case like that?
Yeah.
They don't know it's bad.
Yeah, because that's something that they are used to seeing. If they was brought up in a family where there's a lot of trauma and abuse is going on, and then when they get in a relationship, they think that's the normal thing.
Right.
And then when someone tries to treat them nicely, with respect, they don't know how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something they're not used to.
Back to what I said, they pass on, they carry on what was passed on to them, what they saw, what they know. And that's in any situation, because you can meet a lot of people that are, you know, going through a lot of stuff or whatever, but I always say people only demonstrate what they know. And so that makes me, put me in a position where I can have more compassion for them and not get caught up in it. You can only demonstrate what you know. So taking that right back to that family situation and women attracting those type of men, or thinking that it's okay, or not even knowing that they're in a bad situation, it's like you are what you think you are. And if you feel that you don't need to have the right to take care of yourself, then I guess they won't take care of you or allow you to do it. People will only do to you what you allow them to do. Only. Wouldn't you agree with me on that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going through part one, and like I said, I like to keep you on track because I know situations come up. Can you share with us a little bit about what's happening? I know we're still on those 21 Saturdays. That should be wrapping up, but upcoming in June, there will be a workshop on forgiveness. And how will this be done? Will we advertise? Will it go out? Is there a location at this time?
Yeah, we're working on a location at this time, and yes, I will be sending you the flyer and everything.
Okay.
So yes, you'll be getting it soon. Yeah, but
okay.
Before June 13th, we're doing a 5K walk.
5K.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 30th,
yes.
Right? Okay.
May 30th. Yes, it's going to be the City Lights 12th Annual Inner City Mini Marathon and Health Festival.
Okay.
Sickle cell awareness. Uh-huh. So it's going to be about sickle cell awareness 5K.
Okay.
And they're going to have a 5K bicycle ride and also a 18-mile bicycle ride and the lone skateboarders as well. And so the walk's going to start at Port Watkins, and that's at 1335 East 103rd Street. It's in Watts. And then the walk is going to end at Jesse Owens Park. So the registration starts at 8 to 10 a.m., and the walk starts at 10:45. And it's a free event, so the walk to registration is free. And we're looking for churches, organizations, and just groups to participate, and they can wear their organizations or church T-shirts to represent their group.
Okay. I know, and this is starting down. I will pass this information now. I know that Jesse Owens Park is at 9651. The number that they would dial to get information, would they contact you if there was an interest there for a group?
Yes. If they're interested in being a part of the walk, they can contact me directly.
Okay, and May 30th, I'm looking at the calendar, is that on a Saturday?
Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Okay, Saturday, May 30th. And is there an age to that? Is there, you know, a beginning age? Is anyone allowed in, babies, strollers, whatever?
Yeah, all of that is allowed.
Okay.
And we just asking the parents to be with their children.
Okay. So all ages can go in there, and that's going to be on May 30th. And so there's a few groups that I'm affiliated with that are, you know, really strive on fitness and supporting, and this is great for sickle cell. So I'll give this information out to the persons that I filled, and I'll post it out, that would be interested. So Sunday, again, it's 8:27, and I know that you must go. And listeners, we're on the air with Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and I will be posting now. We'll be back with part two next Thursday on this, and this is on relationships with father or significant male figures, which is fitting in right in the times because Father's Day is next month. So we're talking about the mothers and the fathers here and how they can blend together to make happy, happy families, to direct those young adults out there and the children, and that when they step out into the world, they carry great attitudes. They make for a better world. So all of this is tying in together. Stephanie, is there a number that you'd like to give to the listeners regarding the walk or to contact to get? I have your website here, and I will post that out. So I state, I know that I'm not going to keep you. You know, I hate to let you go. I hate to do that. But Stephanie's website is www.fashionablyfit.net, and the workbooks are here. The journals are here. Please listen in. Get your mindset, because this is our balancer, her. Stephanie, can you give your number out, please?
Yes, it's area code 323-605-2706.
323-605-2706, and that is the contact, Stephanie Haynes, on any information, workbook, The Healing of the Wound, on any events that are coming up. The next event will be May 30th, but there's also those 21 Saturdays that are going on at the Baldwin Hill Walk Park. That starts at 9:30. Is that 9:30 to 11?
It's 9:30 to 11. It's at the Windsor Hills Walk Park.
Windsor Hills Park, and that's at Overhill and Mount Vernon?
Mount Vernon. Correct.
Mount Vernon, Overhill and Mount Vernon. That also is an event that you can attend. There is not a fee, but your donations, I'm pretty sure, are welcome there. And it's an exciting workout for anyone that's trying to get it together. And then May 30th will be coming up with the 5K. Stephanie, we love you. I'm not going to keep you. Thank you so much. And again, I'm doing a early Happy Mother's Day to you and a grandmommy, because you know you got all that going on. And to send those young ladies, the newlywed, and all of your daughters out there a Happy Mother's Day wish for me, and let them know I love them. And I will be speaking with you later on in the week.
All right, Miss Linda, thank you so much for having me on. And you have a great Mother's Day as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And hug everyone out there for me. Stephanie, we love you, okay? And carry on. I'm not going to keep you. It's 8:30 on the dot, and I'm a woman of my word. We love you.
Love you, too. Take care.
All right. Good night.
There's a new sun rising.
Mother's Day and our Father's Day. You know, in order to be good mothers out there, we have to learn how to take care of ourselves. We have to demonstrate, lead, guide, and set a behavior. And as Stephanie said, the you to use and enhance your feminine energy. And in order to get there, you must create boundaries. You know, you have to tell yourself daily, I have the right to take care of me. I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. I have the right to participate in discussions involving me. I have the right to walk away from a bad situation. I'm going to repeat that again out there to you ladies. I have the right to walk away from a bad situation. But first of all, I'm going to add a little bit. You have to recognize you're in a bad situation. I have the right to determine what is best for me. I have the right to expect the best for me. So these are things that we spoke about tonight, but you must create those boundaries. And one other good thing that she stated was focus on what you want instead of what you don't want, okay? Because whatever energy you feed out there is what you call to you. So, you know, we here at Waking Up with Linda Maxian, we have information. Basically, we are about empowering our youth, but, you know, we're all young and hard here. So there's many, many topics that we cover because we deal with real life. So you might tune in and you might hear us talking about poetry. You might hear us talking about different types of sexes and the choices that we make. We do many, many things here because we are the real. On top of that, we are not going to kid you, and we will not let you kid us. We take email requests here for music, and we have those requests that come in from all over. Our email address here is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. Again, our email address is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. We also have a segment, Stay in Touch. And in order to get your information out to stay in touch, you dial 323-769-5879. You leave your name and the name of the person that you want to put the positive message to, and we will air it out on the next show. Just dial in and leave us that information. We here at Waking Up with Linda Maxian will be moving into our first year, and that will be on May 25th. We're going to do some exciting things, and I'd like to, again, extend my appreciation out to the person who woke me up. Therefore, I'm waking you up, and we are waking up the world together. We're going to have some more requests covered here. And again, Sunday night, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Even though I'm not a biological mother, I have many, 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 many children because I am the mother of all the children in the universe. I don't know if it's going to be enough hours, but everybody wants to do something, and I'm going to try to accommodate them all. So let's have some more music here. Coming up, graduations, culminations, caps and gowns and tassels and happy people, finals, pre-finals. It's crazy. But you know, waking up with Linda Mac Sharon, we're going to always keep you relaxed down. And I'm congratulating all those scholars out there who are moving into the next level of higher academica, going to your school of choice, the ones that you really wanted. And for those of you who did not get that school of choice into that next level, remember, delay does not mean defeat. You keep that out there. And it's hard. Your last semester, moving out, getting ready to make that change, it is difficult. And, you know, the reason why it's so difficult is because you're taking it to the end. You're taking it to the end. And most individuals out there never complete. So you take it to the end, you grit your teeth, take three deep breaths, and go on into that next level. There's many, 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 many things out there awaiting you. You cannot give up. If you stop in the middle of the river, you never get to the bank to see what's on the other side. In my organization, we have a saying, you know, it takes 12 days to get to Kamakura. But if you stop on the 11th day, you'll never, ever see the moon rise over the capital. And you know I like watching the moon, so keep in mind, delay does not mean defeat. Let's keep going here and waking up with Linda Mac Sharon.
But it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like everybody, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'm never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistake, but I just want you to know. I hope
hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his power when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Sound like to me, Bruno has some regrets out there, but don't you have any, because you must continue to dream no matter what. You see, if you always set goals and challenge yourself and keep those dreams alive, you'll never ever have regrets. You're too busy moving to take care of the responsibility to complete everything that you started, so keep it up.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway to destiny. If you dream the impossible.
Yeah.
know that's what your mother's told you out there, because that's what my mother told me. And because we're not going to be here on Sunday, Mother's Day, because I'm going to be out there utilizing all my gifts and love from all the children of the universe. But again, I'd like to give special Happy Mother's Day to persons that are special to me and may have spirits like my mother. You see, my mother, again, was a phenomenal woman. She was brilliant. She was soft-spoken but outspoken. And again, she never, ever allowed herself to participate in any type of negative energy. And these ladies that I'm calling, they have her spirit. And again, I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there, but especially to Matilda Buck, Ethel Brown, Dorsey Dujon, Lena Brown, Marlene Dove, Rochelle Sakula, Helen Bond, Shiraz, and also one of my very, very, very special friends, that's a wonderful mother, Linda Pratt. We travel down the academic road together. We hold each other up. When one falls, the other just reaches back and picks the other up. You know, you always have to have a partner. All of these ladies have qualities in one way or the other, and they remind me of my mother. My mother's name was Jatina, and she was just as beautiful as her name. She was no nonsense with a smile, and I took on a lot of her traits. And again, I'd like to say again before we go, from this wonderful card that I received that said Happy Mother by Ernest Mitchell, but it was sent to me by a phenomenal man that I just love, my mentor, Daisaku Ikeda. And in parentheses, it says a symphony of great and noble mothers. He said, mothers are the sun, brightest of all. Mothers are the earth, infinitely bountiful. Mothers are the symbols of happiness, ever optimistic, walking tall with their heads held up high. And these ladies remind me of my mother, and that's what my mother did, that's what they do, and I'm pretty sure that there's many, 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 many others out there. But mothers, remember, we are the mothers for all children of the universe. And the reason why these ladies are so special to me is because they teach, direct, guide, love, and care for all children. So you're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. We're going to take it out of here. And you know, you need to get a ticket. And you know what that ticket is. That ticket is a determination, a goal, and the responsibility to complete. We love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Ow! Ooh. Ooh. I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to raises. No, no, no. Oh, help me now.
I'll take you there.
Come on, somebody help me here.
I'll take you there.
Help me on. Yeah.